The fifth chakra is envisioned as a light blue energy located in the throat, which seems natural since the way we all express ourselves is through speech. The language you use shapes the pathways in your brain. Therefore, your personal reality, the way you see the world, is intimately connected to how you express yourself. The brains of people who are angry, pessimistic, worried, or isolated become adjusted to those attitudes. We all know people whose first reaction is to reject a new experience or who take a dark view of the world all the time. Their brains produce these reactions in direct connection to the attitudes being expressed. Again, there is a circle of energy. When you keep expressing negative feelings, you will start to filter out everything that isn't negative. Then your brain processes your reality to fit your beliefs. Today, we will learn how to change the flow so that the circle is positive, because your brain will adapt to positive input and form new pathways too. If you express yourself from your true self, it's natural to favor optimism, love, appreciation, gratitude, kindness, and compassion, because those qualities exist in you. They come out through the fifth chakra when it is awakened. This energy center is all about letting your true self be known and felt for what it is. The spiritual energy we have been exploring is known as Shakti in Sanskrit. There is a beautiful symbolism associated with it, for Shakti is a goddess whose dance brings forth creation. Every transformation of energy from physical to mental to spiritual is just a new expression of Shakti's dance as each level of creation emerges. There is no limit to how you can express yourself, because Shakti isn't just your personal energy. It's another name for the Mother Goddess from whom everything in creation pours out. When you do anything that expresses who you are, you're adding to creation. Reality unfolds through each of us. The more you express yourself, the more vibrant your own reality will become. Just let your true self flow where it wants to go, into greater fulfillment and expansion. That's the gift of the fifth chakra. As we prepare for meditation, let's consider today's centering thought. My life energy expresses its truth. My life energy expresses its truth. Begin to settle into a comfortable position, inviting forth a slow and peaceful breathing rhythm. Allow your awareness to be in this present moment as we gently introduce the syllables Om Shakini Namaha. Om Shakini Namaha. This is the mantra associated with the fifth chakra. Om Shakini Namaha. Whenever you find yourself distracted by thoughts, noises, or physical sensations, simply return your attention to silently repeating the mantra. Om Shakini Namaha. Om Shakini Namaha. As you meditate, know that I'll mind the time. You will know when it is time to release the mantra when you hear me ring a soft bell. Om Shakini Namaha. Om Shakini Namaha. Just mentally. Om Shakini Namaha. Om Shakini Namaha. it's time to release the mantra. Continue to sit restfully, inhaling and exhaling slowly. When you feel ready, you can open your eyes. As you continue with your day, contemplate the centering thought. My life energy expresses its truth. My life energy expresses its truth. My life energy expresses its truth. To keep the flow of expression in motion today, take time to notice the connection that comes from communication. This means using your words to bring your feelings to the surface. Words do more than express ideas. They carry impulses of consciousness. These impulses include encouragement, enthusiasm, exuberance, and nourishment. I've picked these qualities because they are expansive. They make you feel that you're opening yourself to other people and the world around you. When you have a chance to be exuberant, let it out. Say how great you feel. Not just words, but your eyes and face will tell the same story. Look for moments when you can give encouragement to someone from the heart. Even a small movement in this direction today will increase the flow of Shakti that we are all meant to display. There's a huge difference between hiding your light and being the light of the world. Choose the second way, and you will soon find your life transformed. Namaste.